Okay, so subjects, verbs, and objects are really important to understand. A subject is a person or thing that is doing the action. It's what the sentence, who or what the sentence is really about. If you put your mouse over the word subject, you will see a definition of subject. A verb is a word or words in a sentence that shows the action. It shows state or condition. Again, put your mouse over the word verb and you will see that definition. And remember that every sentence in English must have a subject and a verb and be a complete thought. The subject of a sentence is always a noun or pronoun. Look at the examples. Number one, the children played. That is a complete thought, it's a complete sentence. Children is the subject, it's a noun. And played is the verb. It's telling what the children did. Number two, they played. The subject here is actually a pronoun. They is the pronoun that replaces the word children. And played again is the verb. So children and they are the subjects. Subjects are either nouns or pronouns. In addition to the subject and verb, many sentences also have an object. Again, put your mouse over the word object to see the definition. An object is a person or thing that receives the action. It's usually a noun or pronoun, but it is not the subject of the sentence. So look at examples 3 and 4. The children played a game. They played what? A game. Game is the object of this sentence. Jose is reading an interesting book. He's reading what? A book. Book is the object of this sentence. So game and book are objects. They are nouns, but they are receiving the action. They're not doing the action. Try the sorting activity below to practice identifying subjects, verbs, and objects in sentences. When you're done, click on the next page.